Well, good morning, Interbet team. We're at the Vaal on the classic track today, Thursday, the 14th of May. Let's start with race one, which is a maiden plate. They go 1,000 meters, absolute two-horse race. Hammer Blow got good form and way ahead of the speed rating. And Periodic Table, who drifted like a barge first time out. They've been a winner from four runners out of that form line, but ran a really good race under Damelo Nagis Mangawa, who is one of the best work riders, hard to beat. Race 2, Juvenile Plate, 1,600-meter race. Dear Doc has got really nice form, and he's entered for the gold medallion, and I think he'll go really well here. But the 8-10 favorite is Does Your Mother Know from the Dawson outfit, with Zaki aboard it. That's number 6, head of the speed rating as well. It does look like they'll fight it out, although Sheriff Bill Brown and What a Warrior both have some sort of claim. Move on to race 3, Maiden Plate, Filly the Mares. They go 1,000 meters. Princess of All is your favorite and is very pacey. Does look like the one that you should be with here. I thought Elegant Edge has been very disappointing the last couple of runs. JC Burtis now gets the ride. Expect some improvement from her. Master's Lady, epitome of consistency, and she should go in as well. But then Secret Life, St. John Gray's runner, throws a spanner in the works, gets Blinker's first time out. He scratches other runner in the race. And I think this is a big, big player. Race 4, mare rated 66,000 meters. Well, when you get these races, you find that they're extremely difficult. When you've got a 10-year-old gelding, top of the betting boards, in Jet Cat, number 8, then you know how competitive it is. Lilac Snow showed pace. Waishong Maing's runner, number 9, got to go well. Oriental Bouquet ran a very good race, gets a 1.5 claim. And Michaela McKell has ridden it well every time. She's quite quirky, this mare, and she has the ability to be able to win a race like this. I think you've then got to put in maybe Magic Carpet Ride, Terry Flamello, and Inner Fix, who is a Blinker's Strike number 1. Race 5, merit rated fillies and mares, 1,000 meters. I'm going with Vanakam, number 2. I think she's got some really good form. Mystical Miss has got very good form, Terry and Michaela McKell, but she's been very disappointing. I thought she'd win long before this, and I've tipped her a couple of times, put her in. Executrix might be a find of the race at a big, big price. Terry's runner gets Kachedi. And Versace on Track, third run after a rest, put it into everything that there is with just the two of us. Race 6, mare rated handicap, fillies and mares, they go 1,000 meters. Lovable was head of the betting boards, 2 good runs, number 5, Terry DeMello. Jazz Pianist looked like it needed its last run and drifted, number 4. Serena Moodley now gets a ride, he's a good rider, and I think that that's got to go into everything, Jazz Pianist. There's been a lot of money for Wings of Kildra, number 8, shows pace, Van Rensburg for Stenger. And then Waiting on Charlie was terribly disappointing last time when they put the blinkers on. And don't ignore this one's chances at a very big price as well. I thought Taking a Risk at 8 hats for the back end of Trifecta's quartets. Race 7, fillies and mares, 1,800 meters. One Duet of Diamonds, my strong first choice. I know she's top weight, and we haven't got a rider for her at this time, but we will get one. And if she gets a claim, I think that she'll be very hard to beat. Her last run was extremely good in a pretty strong race, so she's got ability to do it with diamonds, and this is a perfect trip for her. Avant Toast, got to have a chance. She's top of the betting boards, but I think this is on the sharp side for her, although her last run wasn't too bad at all, but it's got to be hard for her to win 1,800. She's all shown her best. There's 2,000 up. It depends, you get a pace, and I don't think there's any pace in this race at all. I thought Julia Tango was certainly worth considering as well from the informed Pandurum stable. Race 8, divided 1,800 meters. Scarlet O'Hara's got the best form in the race. Seister, I thought, gave this a horror ride last time. I think this filly is absolutely the right filly. Certainly at the Vaal with the straight, she's almost a banker. Dangers, well, I thought a couple, maybe one surprise party, 6 Rosy Lemon, court final grant. I can't find anything else. I'm going to bank a Scarlet O'Hara and everything and hope that she does the business for us. We're going into the final clutches of the IPL. Terribly disappointed with Sunrisers, but I'm still backing them to win this thing. Good Road Titans at top of the pile at the moment look like the big dangers. today we have a very big game because the Punjab Kings are taking on the Mumbai Indians, and the Punjab Kings trying to get into the top four. They're there at the moment. They're trying to just hold on to their place and probably move close to the top. So it will be a fabulous game. From me, James Goodman, signing off for Interbet.